Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Asayim Yakosho and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra Daf Chobeis. The Gemara in the top of the Amud brings the concept that we mentioned in the previous Daf of Kinas Soifrim Tar Bechochma, meaning Chazal saw that it's good to have competition of two Rebbeim teaching Torah. And even though usually we have a din, that if somebody has a business in one town, somebody from the outside cannot come and compete with him. But if it's a kinas soifrim, if it's someone who's teaching Torah, it's someone else coming and teaching, so we are allowed to come because kinas soifrim tar b'chochma. The Chazon Ish in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochon, Perek Gimel, brings this Gemara, and he learns from here an unbelievable insight. He says that Musar, what is right and what is wrong, it all depends on what halacha says. When you're talking about a regular business, if somebody comes into someone else's town and starts a regular business to open a store, so he's considered to be yoyrid l'umnus chaveru. He's doing the wrong competition. And anybody in the town could come and say, what are you doing? And if he doesn't listen, they could come and be mevazim, say bad things about him, all to try to push him away from the city. That's all okay according to Allah. Meaning that we see that what this person is doing is wrong. The fact is, opening a new business, that is davar, which is not right, and therefore you could try to come and stop him from doing this maise, which is a rishus. But when you're talking about teaching Torah, you're talking about someone who's melamati noikos, so here Chazal told us that the opposite is the halacha. The halacha is that one could come from another town and teach Torah. And it's something which is encouraged. Kina soifrim tar b'chochma. Something Chazal says the right thing to do. So immediately now, our musar hashkofa changes. Now when we see someone coming to from another city and opening a school, starting to teach students, not only it's not wrong, but adarabah, that's the right thing. That's something which we are okay with. It's not considered to be a maiserishus, it's a maisitzitzkus. So we mainly now, if anybody goes and says something bad about them, anybody's trying to push them away, that's called a shenoro, that's called rechilus, and that's called dover asur, because there's not only not allowed to push them away, but they have the right to be here. Mitzad kines sovrim tar b'chochma. So the level of what is right and what is wrong is nikval pi halacha, not based on svara, not based on what you think is right, not based on what seems to be, has to be going based on halacha. And Kadiz the Chazon Ish says, the chayves of Musar is that a person should always establish in his heart that the way you establish if something is right or wrong is not the netiya salev, but the light of halacha. Based on halacha will be kriveya, who's a roitev, who's a nirdav. And it could be the same case, and the one will be the roitev, and the other case will be the exact opposite. And says the Chazon Ish, if someone doesn't work on himself, that he's going to establish, that he's going to look at things based on halacha, so then automatically, one will be noite to his netiya salev. Whatever he feels is right, that's why he's going to look at people doing if it's right. And whatever he feels is wrong, he will be kriveya, that's wrong. And he's going to go ahead and make a machlekes, and make a fight, and scream out loud, how can you go and have another rabbi come when you have somebody here? And the baskul come with Shemayim and say, Ma melamed dardike, you can't stop him. Kina soifri tar b'chochma. The halacha defines what is good and what is bad, what is alpi musar, right to do, and what is not. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.